Hey guys, and welcome back to our podcast. Ooh, my mask is falling off. Oh, I can't breathe.
Sure.
Sorry,
guys. My mask is falling.
Back to the week. Myra forgot what to say. But how are you, Myra? How's Kat?
This is the first time we're doing it via Zoom.
So we're actually going to introduce one of our friends who is joining us today. Can you tell us who you are and where you're from?
My name is, sorry, guys are funny. My name is Kathy Arevalo, and I'm from LA. I live, specifically, I've always lived in North Hollywood area, Valley.
I was going to say Bay Area, but that's not even the Bay.
No, not even
Bay.
I'm totally, totally 100% a Valley girl.
Yeah, well, we go way back. We met back in the early 2000s in middle school. So we go way, way back. She's my boo.
Wait, where did you guys meet? Okay, fine. I'll deliver for you, Myra.
We met in middle school. We were doing like a summer.
Wait, program. Can I interrupt? She's my boo.
I'm your boo.
Kathy's like, I'm your boo.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Kathy's explaining where you guys met.
Yeah, we met in middle school. We were in a summer program. We were doing the show Annie. And yeah, we just became friends. We were like the only two like Latinas in the whole thing. And the whole
program. Yeah. And so I think we played hobos. Didn't we play like hobos?
What a stereotype.
For real. Like, I wanted to be one of the orphans.
We played one of the singer girls too, like the trio that sang.
Oh, yeah. It was like the singer on the radio.
Yeah. You were.
And a hobo.
So, from my understanding, you guys went to like a performing arts middle school, right?
Yeah.
We did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, I remember they came to our high school, and like, first of all, Kathy has an amazing voice. She sings, and she was in our choir at Birmingham, and she also sang the national anthem at our high school, because I made her like audition. I'm like, you're gonna get it. She's like, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. And then she ended up getting it.
That is a true story. I really did not want to audition for the national anthem at graduation. And Franklin's like, you're going. And I was like crying on the way there. I didn't want to do it.
And then she got it.
One of the last people to audition.
I know. I was like, you should be my manager. Obviously.
And then Myra, I remember we were in like 42nd Street, one of our musicals that we had.
That was probably one of the best.
Mm-hmm. And like, I was not a tap dancer. A lot of us had no tap dancing experience. Myra comes into the first
a little bit.
Myra comes into the first rehearsal, and they're like, "And this is what you're gonna learn." And they like start showing us like blah 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 blah. And then Myra's like, "Oh, I can do that." And then she's like dancing away. Like,
mind you, at that point, I hadn't tap danced in like years, like since I was like maybe like 11.
And but
I was
didn't like, they didn't they make you front line? Didn't they make you like the front?
Yeah, I was kind of embarrassed. I was like, why am I gonna be in the front? Like, put me like in a corner.
No, because you
were good.
Like, she was like, bah, bah, bah. Like, she was hitting all the spots. And I was like,
actually a really good dancer. She just
I love him.
It took a lot of classes when she was young, you know? Lucky her.
I didn't play sports. I didn't like sports. So I started.
But you dance, that's a sport.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't think it is, but I think it is. It's an art.
100% a sport. I believe that the people on Broadway are 100% athletes.
Oh, definitely.
They work so hard. What is everyone drinking tonight for this? We're doing more for everyone, for all of our listeners and our viewers now. We're doing something different. We're now shooting a Zoom session, and we're also going to do this and put this into a podcast so that you can have options. But Kathy, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm pretty basic. I'm just doing a White Claw. I'm a basic bitch. Watermelon sugar.
Can you sing us a little bit at the watermelon sugar?
Shut up. Watermelon sugar, hi. Watermelon sugar, hi. Everyone's like, wow, she's a singer. She's not that.
Never.
Hi.
They're like, Franklin, no, like, don't manage this person.
Like, is this karaoke?
Yes. Stop her singing career right now. Stop.
Right now. It's done.
What about you, Myra?
I'm taking a break from the alcoholic beverages. but I have my cousin.
Kathy, we're like, you're starting tomorrow.
No, I'm just drinking like some flavored sparkling water. It's good.
By the way, didn't mean to interrupt, but has anyone been to Ralph's lately?
No, I don't know.
They have a new, you guys know the brand Barefoot? Like they do like the wine.
Yes.
No, that? Yeah. So they have a limited edition champagne bottle and it looks like the fanciest champagne bottle. Like it's like really big and it's like rainbow and it's for Pride season. It's really what? Nice. Go look at, yeah. Ooh. And it's on sale right now for $9.99 and it was like $20-something.
You mean for Pride season that's been canceled?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're doing a lot of Pride events. I forgot, I just saw one. There's gonna be a Pride parade like online with like celebrities are like hosting it. I don't like remember what celebrities, but they are trying to do a lot of Pride stuff. So you
like
guys
virtual should, stuff.
Take a look. Yeah.
Ooh, can you imagine a virtual or no, not a virtual, but a drive-through Pride on Santa Monica Boulevard?
That would be cool.
For sure.
First of all, LA would really be shut down because. Everyone would be there.
Everyone, but even like all the straight people. Like I'd be in the front, like I'm straight, I'm at
and like, I'm an ally, and I support all of you.
Yeah, it would be crazy.
Well, I guess the first thing that we want to cover during this podcast and new platform is, well, obviously Zoom. We've all been using Zoom. But also like my birthday. I just celebrated my 30th birthday for Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. Wait, I said it all weird. Did you guys hear me? I'm like, did you guys hear me? I said Cinco de Mayo. So we celebrated my birthday for Cinco de Mayo. And what happened, everyone? Let us know. Kathy and
Oh.
This group of people decided to do a little surprise visit at his front door with champagne, white claws, balloons, our faces covered in masks.
It was like happy birthday. And I was like, huh?
Mind you, it was the first time we've all been like in person in over like a month and a half. It was like, yeah. And then we were surprising you. And we're like, oh my God, I think he knows. Cause like he always figures stuff out. But he was completely
so shocked.
First of all, when I came out of my place, I'm sort of blind. So I was like, wait, I can't even see. And all I heard was like, Myra. And there's something like, he can't even see. And then that's when I knew. Like, I'm like, it's Myra and like someone else. I don't know who it is. And somebody else. I'm like, I don't know who it is.
Yeah. We were waiting outside for a really long time too. Like,
yeah,
gonna get him. And we were like out there for 20 minutes, like sweating in our masks. So like by the point, the time that you came out, I was like, oh my God, happy birthday. Here's your champagne. Bye. I want to leave. Like, it's so hot. Like I literally was like, I love you, but I'm done.
Wait. So then they leave, right? Cause it is hot. And then I'm like, I call Myra. She doesn't answer. I call Kathy and I think she answers. And I'm like, Kathy, wait, my family's telling you to come back. And Kathy was like, why?
I was like, I just walked like 10 feet right now. And you're asking me to walk 10 feet back? Like, why?
He's like, why? And anyways, they came back. And what did you guys get?
His mom is the cutest.
Oh, yummy goodies.
It felt like my birthday. Honestly, I was like, fuck Franklin. I got like a mangoneada. I got hot Cheetos. I got cake, cheesecake.
Oh man, cheesecake.
I got a light. Let me take out my light.
Me too. You have yours?
I got a party light. So I'm just like, eh. It was awesome. It was really cool.
This light is keeping me alive, man. Like, we can't go to the club.
It's crazy because like my sisters and my mom, they put a really crazy gift bag for them. I got one of them and it literally had like champagne, had hot Cheetos, candies, gum, a lightsaber. Literally it was like a party in a bag.
It was really cute. It was really sweet.
That's crazy, but it was also so sad because like we're used to spending our birthdays at a restaurant, not a bar, not a club. And you guys know that we would have partied from like 6 o'clock in the afternoon to like that's 6 in the morning at Kathy's place.
These two always end up just sleeping on my couch. Like, I'm so drunk, I always, like, brush my teeth, get in my underwear, and climb into bed. I walk out my door, and these two are just on my couch, like, asleep. I'm like, oh, they stayed. They're here again. That's funny.
It's like I practically live there. It's family. Whatever.
Just make sure to leave me a blanket, though. I'm trying to use your couch cushion.
I do always take out blankets and pillows.
She literally doesn't go to sleep. She could be... We can have the craziest night. We can be exhausted as hell. And Kathy will always go around like, do you have what you need? Do you have your pillow?
Yeah. You're the best host, dude.
And then she'll be like, do you have water? Do you need water? Do you like, she's just so good.
Five stars, dude.
And right. Whenever we go on like trips, like we recently went to Big Bear, like I always choose Kathy. Not that I don't like you, Myra, but Kathy's just...
No, she's a good travel companion.
She's good. Like she's just
a charming person. Like we used to go camping together all the time, like in middle school and stuff. And she was just always like the best. Like sleeping in a tent and chilling.
Can you explain why she was the best?
Huh?
Why was she the best at camping?
Well, first of all, she really didn't like camping much, but her family went like every summer and she would invite me. But like it was just always like fun. Like she's a very chill sleeper. Like she doesn't like snore or anything, or like
she doesn't move.
She doesn't move. Like I don't move either, you know.
So I just, do. Like that's
I move around too much.
You do? Because I've slept with you on a trip and you were fine.
So maybe in my mind I move. You know how my mind never stops working? So maybe my mind is constantly thinking.
It is.
But again, when I go on trips, I have a really hard time sleeping. I don't know if that's a thing for you guys, but like I can never fall asleep.
Yes and no, but when we were in Big Bear, Kathy, me and you fell asleep so fast. We were like,
I don't know. I can't honestly, we're gonna be the first to die because our room was right next to the doors, and I was like, if somebody comes and breaks into this house,
they're gonna kill us first.
Like we're done first.
Yeah, but it didn't help with like all the damn like ghost stories and stuff. You can't. And then our power went out, so it's like, okay, that's not a good problem.
Okay, so everyone, we went to Big Bear this past December, and we stayed at a pretty big house. Like it was like 3-4 stories, and there were people above us. There were people under us. Kathy and I were on the main level. Like seriously, there were a bunch of random rooms, and there were a lot of people there. And there was a night where the power went out. And so like, we didn't know what else to do, but to like, you know, obviously play drinking games. And then we started talking about scary stories. And then out of nowhere, we thought we heard a noise. And so my friend
I'm just remembering. I'm sorry.
I was like,
no, I'm just remembering. Yeah.
I was like, wait, what? So then my friend and I heard a noise. So we freaked out on purpose and on accident. Like we were, you know, it was like a crazy.
They screamed. Like it was really dramatic. I was like, okay, guys, like relax.
But it wasn't a scream like, it was more like a.
It was like bloody murder, like they were getting killed, and I was like,
oh, so then my friend's boyfriend literally goes, I'm gonna get a knife, and I was like, but me and my friend are like going along with it. We're like, yeah,
didn't you sleep with it? You slept with a knife under your pillow, or what did you sleep with?
No, so prior to that we're like, can you go look outside? We don't feel safe, but obviously we're being dramatic because like we're having like a ball. And we're like, please go outside and like make sure that nobody's out there. And then the boyfriend goes out and checks. Bethel, if you're listening, so I'm not calling you the boyfriend and you don't text me later like, oh, I'm now the boyfriend. But Bethel went out and he like checked and then there was nothing. And then he comes back. And me and Dulce, or my friend, me and her were like, no, we saw something.
We didn't see anything.
It was just, we were trying to scare everyone.
But then I connected the dots and I was like, they're both not wearing their glasses. So there's like no way they saw.
Yeah, Myra did get that. She was like, they don't have glasses on.
Like, wait, they don't have their glasses on. There's no way they saw anything. So like, whatever.
So long story short, there was no ghost. There was nothing scary. Nothing was here to attack us. But apparently, were you able to sleep that night, Kathy, or were you still nervous?
No, not really. I was so nervous all night. I like don't fuck with ghosts. Like they, I don't fuck with spirits, ghosts, anything like that. Like my mom is like very bruja. Like, she saw ghosts when she was, like, a little kid. Like, it was, like, a thing when she was little. She had to be, like, blessed and shit. So I'm like, I will never know. Like,
well, you know what? On another episode, we're definitely going to cover ghosts.
We should. Yeah. Because I have some stories.
Closer to Halloween time. Closer to Halloween.
That's smart, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or soon, because, you know, it's quarantine. We might as well.
And again, we don't know.
And guys, we are covering an October episode in June.
Yeah, okay, Halloween in June. That's perfect. I like
ooh,
it.
Ooh, that would be kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess another thing that we want to cover is we now have an extended order in Los Angeles to stay home until the end of July, which really means probably till the beginning of August for those who are like going back to work and everything. So how do you guys feel about that? Do you think that we're going to have an end date or do you think it's just going to be pushed?
Well, I was thinking this week, I was like, I honestly, because I work at a studio lot, I don't see myself going back to work this year. Mm-hmm. Like, because, like, you know, I don't just work like in a regular office, like we're an entire production lot, and like, you know, I don't think we're gonna easily be able to come back. Like, it's gonna definitely take some time. So I've already determined, like, I don't think I'm gonna go back to work this year.
Yeah, you work at a studio.
Does Sharon Osbourne still work there? I'm just curious. I know.
Yeah, no, she's still there. Yeah,
I love her. I feel like she's so unique. Like, I ever since she like came on TV, I'm like, you know what? I like her.
Yeah, still has her really bright hair.
I wonder, do people know who Sharon Osbourne is? Like, yeah, right?
Well, I mean, I feel like people our age know who she is because the show was so big when we were
on MTV. Yeah, I used to watch that show. Yeah.
So like, I feel like people our age know who she is. I feel like the younger generation probably doesn't
like
know
Sharon. Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she's still there. But like I said, I don't think I'm gonna go back this year, so you know.
I know, like, big, which is another thing. I know nobody, okay, maybe a few of you, everyone who's watching, I'm like the only fan of Big Brother. Nobody watches Big Brother, apparently. But every year it keeps getting picked up. It keeps getting picked up, and it's a show where people compete to get $500,000, and they do like different games, and then they vote people off from the house, like as a collective whole. Anyways, the game is so awesome. They shoot it at her studio, the studio that she works at. And I don't think they're shooting Big Brother anymore with this all this quarantine and COVID madness. Like,
that's the thing. That's another thing I was thinking of too. Like, with all productions that got halted, like, we're not gonna have new content of like television or movies for a long time. Like, that's really weird to think about. And that's why, like, right now, like, whatever I'm watching on Netflix and stuff, I'm kind of letting it last because I'm like, I don't know when I'm
gonna get on Netflix. I'm sure you'll have enough time.
Yeah. But
there's a lot of shows to watch, but no, I get what you mean. I feel like there's no, like, this year
we're not gonna get new content. No production. Yeah.
There's gonna be no movies, no TV shows for next year at all. Like, no new content. It's just, it's a little weird
to think about. Yeah. So
yeah, it is a little weird.
How about you, Franklin? Have you gotten like an end date or a start date back to work? Or what's the update?
I think it's really up in the air. Yeah, it's up in the air. And like, so anyone who works at a college campus or like a school in general, like, no one knows when they're going back. And so for me, it's like, there is no, everything's up in the air. Like, literally they can say, you're coming back in June or July. And then they'll be like, come back in December.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody knows.
It's really hard to tell. It's really scary, like, how much everything's changing.
Sorry, guys.
Because I work in the restaurant business. I'm a waitress, so I don't see me going back to work at all. And even if I do, it's going to be so different.
Yeah.
It's a different experience to work in a restaurant or be a bartender, like being a server. I don't know what the new rules are. And I know that they are implementing a lot of new rules, a lot of like social distancing in restaurants. But there was also like, I saw a meme the other day too, like somebody posted like, oh, restaurants, people, like, restaurants are getting ready to open. Don't be that person that goes into the restaurant and complains about arranging or the seating and doesn't tip. And it's like,
oh, God.
That is just so true, because it's like, I just know that that's going to be such an issue. And it's like the people working are already going to be stressed out, and people are going to come in and just be assholes about it because that's LA. And so like, I don't even want to go back into that industry.
Yeah.
So, like my mentality right now is like, I just need to go back to school. And I feel like that's what I need to focus on, like get my master's or get my teaching credentials. Because right now would be the time to do it online.
Yeah, and I think that's an awesome opportunity.
Yeah,
I think like right now is like a really good time to like, if you want to explore new hobbies or like go back to school, like I think this is like an excellent time. Because you have, you know, there's time. And you
might I've definitely reevaluated my situation. Like
going back to FITM?
Huh?
Like going back to FITM with what's her name?
No, but like I was actually.
Who's the famous person you went to school with? I forget her name.
Lauren
Conrad. Whatever.
You think she'll go back to FITM?
No.
What?
Kathy. Can she be like a professor instructor?
Who?
Lauren Conrad.
Lauren Conrad.
Whoa, I don't know. I don't know what she does now.
Who did I go to school with again? Okay, sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off.
I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Oh, being in all this too, like it just has me reevaluating my situation as well. Like, yeah, I'm grateful. Like I'm still getting paid. I'm working from home, whatever. But I'm just like, I want to change things up a bit, you know? Like also too, definitely, like I was thinking about like, I want to go back to school again because everything's going to be online. And we have more time, and so we'll see. But you know, I don't know. We got time.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing that you said that is, I think we should definitely acknowledge is how lucky we are. Because I feel very lucky that I have like unemployment literally paying me the amount of money I would make as a server. So like, I'm getting paid really well. Like I am having no issues. I feel like I'm getting paid and making the same amount of money, and I'm literally not working. Like it's insane, and I feel so lucky and like privileged that is my situation. Yeah. And then I'm also in a situation where like, because I had just graduated from school, I like moved back to my parents' back house
from UCSB.
And I am paying rent, but not, you know, as like the LA rent. So like,
okay, the LA rate is so ridiculous.
It's insane. So I feel like very lucky that I'm in this situation when it happened.
Yeah.
I'm like one of those people, but I just like constantly think of the people who don't have the luck we have, like who don't have, you know, who are not citizens or whatever, people who don't have access to getting unemployment. Like unemployment is such a mess right now. I still have friends that are not getting their unemployment. I have friends that haven't gotten their stimulus check, and they're like, how are you surviving? It's crazy, but we are very lucky. We are three very lucky people.
Definitely
whole thing.
I know.
Yeah,
we're all going through it, you know. We just gotta hang on, because it's crazy. Yeah.
So I guess no one really knows when we're heading back to work. But wait, the real truth though, like Kathy already mentioned it. Like she already said, I don't know that I want to go back. And like for me too, like I'm like, working from home is fun sometimes. But then also like going back, I'm like, do I really want to go back? No. Of course, I'll do anything to work. Like people, you guys know, like I'm always working. But like it changes your perspective. Like now we know that we can work from home. So what can we do to leverage that? You know, I think there's a lot of leverage in the fact that you can work from home. And a lot of us are going to become experts from working from home. Like now we're on Zoom. We know how to communicate very well with others, like via the chat or via this, or like, it's just, I think a lot has changed, and I think it's going to come up with a lot of new skills.
I agree with you. I think that there's going to be a lot of new expectations, but I don't think it's going to change.
Yeah.
I just think that's very American to just be like, I think you talked about it, Franklin, about how overwhelmed right now with work.
Yeah.
Being at home because people expect
I was like, ooh.
they think, oh, because you guys are at home doing nothing, you should be like 24 hours at work. And yeah, I have a lot of friends with that issue. Like, they're like, we are so overworked and it's so overwhelming for our brains, mm-hmm. because as much as like we're not like physically tired because we're stuck at home doing nothing, we're very mentally, I think, drained with how our lives are like constantly changing every week. Every week it's like a new thing. Every week it's like, okay, now we're going to be extended for another month or blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't think people take that into consideration, because I think as soon as like the country opens up, it's going to be about making money. And I feel like it's just going to be worse.
It's
like,
going to be like a real big hustle. And I think, a lot of people are going to either, people are going to sink or swim. So I think a lot of people either, if they're motivated and they're going to deal with it, they're going to work and they're going to excel. Mm-hmm. But I think there are a lot of people that are going to really lose their job, or they're going to be replaced. And then LA, people, like, it's always hustling. So if you're not ready for it, I'm sorry.
In LA, you are so replaceable. Like, it's 10
so many people.
You can do your job. And if you're not hustling, like the amount of people that I've worked with in my life, it's like almost, it's hundreds. Like, people come in and out so fast. So it's going to be a really weird time in LA, and I think just America, the world, I guess.
Yeah,
no, I don't know when we'll ever be back to normal. I don't think we will. I think this is our normal.
This is
right.
It.
And so I guess another thing is, so we might be presented with work anxiety. So
that's what I was going to bring up.
We talked about mental health a few episodes back. Mm-hmm. I don't think personally for me, like, I don't think I'm going to have that mental anxiety, just because I love being around people and I love driving and I love being somewhere. But there are people that are like, okay, like Myra, who are like, it's going to make me feel uncomfortable. Like, I feel like I'm going to have social anxiety again.
I'm like a social person, but like, I think this is definitely change me a little bit, if I can say that. Like, it's just like,
no, you can't say that. Of course you can.
No, just like the fact of being like in my own space and just being like very focused, and then like, you know, because in the office where I work at, like, people are in and out the office every day. I pick up phones and everything, so it's just like a lot of back and forth. And then all of a sudden to just be like, I'm not answering phones at all. It's just me and my computer, email, you know. And like, I don't have Zoom meetings. Like, I've had like maybe like two, but it's not as super active as your Zoom meetings, Franklin, where it's like every day and it's like more people. So it's like, I think the fact just getting back to that, it's just gonna be a little weird for me, but I'm like, you know, I don't know when I'm gonna go back.
Interesting, because I thought about it, like, we have almost daily Zoom meetings, and I'm like, is that something that's gonna happen when we're in person? Like, we're gonna be like, let's meet every day. Probably not.
Yeah, but see, that's weird.
Uh-huh. I think it's gonna be a really interesting experiment to see we're gonna socially be back. Because I honestly feel like we're gonna be more social when we come back.
Yes!
I feel like people crave people. They crave interaction. They crave attention. Like, we're human beings. We crave that need to be around people. So, like,
did you guys see my emoji?
a little clap. Yes. I really feel that it's going to make us more sociable. It's going to force people to go out and, like, meet people.
Right.
Like, date and have sex and everything. Like, it's gonna be a sex fest when we come back. Like,
that's another thing. So are we gonna have are people gonna start having quarantine babies?
And
in the future, that's gonna be the story. Like, honey, you know, you were born during the time that quarantine happened. This is how love.
Did you already plan this speech?
I feel like right now is the time to be pregnant. Like, you're so anyway and working. Like, might as well just be pregnant.
And you get paid. Go get pregnant, people. Go get pregnant.
I mean, yeah, like, it's, and that's, I mean, that's another interesting thing. I think this proves that you can be pregnant and work from home. Like, you can be a work from home mom. And you can pay moms to be at home with their baby and do their job. Like, it is a thing that's doable. But I think that that's going to change when we come back? No. Because, again, this is America, and we don't care about women. So.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we'll have another women's rights show.
This is another episode.
So now we can transition to the new obsession, TikTok.
Okay.
Who's on TikTok? Look. Okay, if you're listening or you're viewing us, raise your hand if you've either been on TikTok or if you've uploaded on TikTok.
Wait, can I say something real quick though? I think it's like one of those things. I think the quarantine made me do it because before we got into this, I was totally talking trash about it. Like I was like, I'm 30. Like, I don't understand this new trend, blah, 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 blah.
It takes time, you know, it takes time, or it takes one viral thing. I mean,
that's so crazy.
Yeah.
Look, if that lady, remember that lady that became viral, the one that bought that Chewbacca mask and she was like laughing. Like, I don't know. I just randomly thought about
that. I don't know that one.
You don't remember that? It went viral like last year and it was some lady. She like filmed herself in her car and I guess she had bought this Chewbacca mask that they released like for one of the Star Wars movies that like when you put it on and you like open the mouth, like it makes the sound. So she put it on, I guess she bought it for her kid, and it's just like her filming herself and she's like, she opens like the mouth and she starts laughing because she didn't know it made a sound. And it became like this like huge thing and like, she was like on the talk shows and everything. Like it was so random. But yeah, anything.
I remember this.
Yeah. So TikTok. So we all have it, right? Or we have.
Yeah. Guilty.
Well, I just said I don't have one. My sister does, but it's like I have one because we both literally are like the same person. So I just look at hers all the time.
What have you come across?
I just like, which ones do I like? I like the doggy ones because I love animals. So anything with a dog, I'm
anything
like,
with a dog.
Have you guys seen, oh my God, I wish I had a TikTok. I'm gonna like look it up. The guy, he's like a really young kid and he does like, he pretends to be like the teacher in high school that like tells us what to do. And he's like on the bus and he's like, excuse me, I am appalled right now that you guys are so loud. Like, I don't know if you've seen that one.
No.
I've got it. It's just like, it's going to bother me. I'll like definitely send it to you guys, but it's
we're
so
gonna
good.
We're going
to
put the link right below.
We'll put the link below, yeah.
Oh,
Swipe up.
Exactly.
Chewbacca mask lady. May 19th, 2016.
That is so crazy. I don't remember.
Yeah. That. So it was the Chewbacca mask lady is an internet viral video featuring 37-year-old mother filming herself laughing while wearing a Star Wars Chewbacca mask. And she's just like laughing. Yeah.
So obviously we've all gone grocery shopping. What's the weirdest thing you've seen? Have you seen anything weird?
Like people or behavior? Like, or
everything. Like, so like the behavior I've seen that's a little weird. It's like, first of all, I've gone to different grocery stores and like some grocery stores, like the one near me, literally says you can only go through this aisle a certain way. So like it'll literally say like do not enter, and you have to go all the way around the store and you have to enter that way. And then it says only 2 to 4 people per aisle, 6 feet apart. And I'm like,
what stores are you going to?
Oh, it's dramatic.
Where did you live?
Wait, you guys haven't gone to Target? Target also Target also has not the aisles, but they also have, when you check out, they literally have like stickers that say like you need to stand here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So also another thing that changed is that when you were going to grocery stores, they had the front cover for the cashier.
Yeah.
So when you're checking out, they now have added a back cover. So they have a front cover and a back cover now. So it's getting like really dramatic. It's insane. But I think the weirdest behavior, going back to that, is that when you're like shopping around, people kind of look at you. First of all, you have the mask on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, we know that both of us are going to go for the milk or for like the almond milk.
Yeah. But
we both look at each other like, are you going first or am I going first?
Oh, I haven't had that.
And so there's like a weird stare off. Like you're like,
okay. You're so nice. I just go with them. Like, bitch, I'm going first. Like,
well, no, because I want to be respectful. And then I realized also, like, the other thing with behavior is I noticed that seniors, you know, or senior citizens of the country and the world, they are very respectful, and they also really try to stay far away from everyone. And it makes me sad when I see them grocery shopping.
Yeah, it makes that, like, makes that too.
That makes me think, like, nobody is willing to either get you groceries, or you don't know what services you have for people to bring you groceries.
Yeah.
So, like, they're scared to death to go grocery shopping. And I saw this last night. And they're, like, staying away from people. And they're literally telling people, like, please don't get near me. And I'm like, that's so sad. Because, like, if they knew their opportunities, like, they have resources to get groceries from.
That was definitely what I was going to mention. I think I haven't seen anything weird. I mean, people are still, I think, in, like, survival mode. So everyone walks into a grocery store, like, I'm going to get everything right now. Like, I'm going to get
all the toilet paper.
Yeah, like, it's like, relax, like, there's plenty for everyone, like, no one's allowed to hoard anymore. But I do, like, get really sad when I see, like, older people, or I've seen a lot of homeless people, and I only leave my house to go grocery shopping or for, like, essentials. So, like, I've been to, like, CVS, Food for Less, Costco, and I do see a lot of homeless people and a lot of elderly people. And I go really early, like, I go at, like, 7 in the morning. I don't go later during the day. And that's the only thing that, like, makes that I notice that I will, like, I'll sit there and I'll just be staring at, like, an elderly person for, like, a long time, and I feel so sad. I'm like, I don't know what to, like, I want to go up and, like, finish their grocery shopping for them. And definitely the amount of homelessness that I see now is a little higher, which is concerning, because I was under the impression that they were
being housed,
creating space for homeless people during this pandemic. So I don't know what's going on with that, because there's so much homeless people where I live, like, in my area, like, more than I've usually seen. So I don't know what's going on. It's really concerning.
That is concerning.
Yeah.
What about you, Myra? Any weird behaviors? Or are you the weird behavior?
No, I wear my mask outdoors when I go shopping and stuff. I've really only been to Target and, like, Trader Joe's. And of course, I think for me, the weird thing is just that we're going to have to get used to is just making line to go inside the stores. Like, first time I went to Trader Joe's, like, I was in line for, like, 30 minutes, but, like, the shopping experience was, like, way more relaxed and way more, like, I took my time. Because before I went to Trader Joe's, I was more like, oh my God, there's so many people here, like, I just need to go in and out, grab whatever, and I would never grab what I needed, because I was kind of like, I just want to get out of here, like, there's so many people here. So now, like, the shopping experience has definitely been very more relaxing, and I take my time, I grab what I need, and everyone's very helpful, like, you know, outside, like, when you make line, like, by the Trader Joe's where I live, like, they're like, oh, do you need a cart? And, like, they clean it for you and everything, and they have, like, signs everywhere that, like, you know, masks are required, and they're not letting you bring your own reusable bags. They're, like, giving you the bags. So that's another thing, because, like, you know, everyone here in LA has, like, their bags in their trunk already. I'm like, oh, let me grab my bag, but they're not allowing that, like,
right. And if you had an episode, was it episode 2 or 3 where we had a friend who talked about another friend who came to Whole Foods, went into Whole Foods with their own reusable bags and got kicked out at Whole Foods.
I haven't seen anybody get kicked out, but that's a whole new thing, making line of.
Hey, by the way, someone did just get kicked out at Target on Van Nuys for not wearing masks. Did you guys see that? It was all over the news.
I read about that.
I've had friends that have been kicked out too for not wearing masks.
It's a big
deal. Now at Target too, they have big banners outside of the store, like, in big bold letters, like, face masks are required to enter the store.
Yeah, it's a requirement.
It's a lot of new entrants and a lot of new things, like, you know.
But I feel like at this point, we're like, if you've been going grocery shopping
without
and
a mask,
staying in tune with what's happening in the world, like, you should know that by now.
Yeah.
There's no excuse to not have a mask at this point, unless you are literally homeless or elderly and you don't have anyone to help you. Like,
yeah. But, like, talking back about what Myra said, like, literally there is a whole operation. So, like, we've all been to Costco, and at Costco, they literally have, like, people spraying down shopping carts and, like, wiping them down. And so it makes me feel good. Like, I'm like, all right, I'll get this cart.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. They really are. They're staying on top
of it. But it also makes me realize, like, these people are, like, now working really hard to, like, clean every shopping cart every single minute of the day. You know, like, that must be really hard.
I know.
I mean, it's just, it's precautions that they have to take. I don't know. I feel like I would like to talk to someone that works at a grocery store to see.
Oh my God, that could be our next.
Yeah, you guys should definitely consider finding someone that works at like a Costco or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd like to know how they're being treated.
So what have you guys been listening to while you're in the quarantine? Any new music?
To the new Bad Bunny album. That's
yes.
It.
Yes. Okay. So big thing this week, he graced the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. Have you guys seen it already?
And he gave everyone this look.
His girlfriend did all the like photography.
She shot all the photos for the magazine on her iPhone.
Mm-hmm. What? No way.
Yeah, all the pictures she shot herself on her iPhone. Mm-hmm. They had like a little behind the scenes video, and like they showed her like taking her, because where they're staying like at an Airbnb somewhere in like Puerto Rico. So yeah. She was like going around taking pictures of him and like all that. I'm like, wow. So she did them all, and she did the cover. So.
Hey, if I had a photographer as a partner, I'd be like, take pictures of me all the time and make me famous.
I know.
No, but he's definitely been a big thing during this quarantine. He released two albums during this quarantine, and this last one was just a surprise drop that he dropped on Mother's Day.
Yeah, I feel like music is going to be a really big thing this year, because so many musicians, like I think the Jonas Brothers said they have new songs coming out this week too.
They actually did.
Is coming out with a new song on Friday.
Gorgon City, if anyone listens to House.
Oh yeah, they came out with a new song today with Sophie Tucker. It was really good. No, Ariana Grande did come out with the new song with Justin Bieber.
So what did you think
and
about
it? She's doing one with Gaga too.
Oh yeah, I saw that, but I
Gaga and Ari?
Yes.
Gaga and Ari.
The gays are screaming forces. Right now. They're screeching on the streets. It's like, we're here for it.
We're here for it.
But yeah, so definitely, like I said, trailing back to Bad Bunny. Like, so all his music like that he released during the quarantine, like it's just been very helpful and very entertaining. But the sad part is it's like there's no clubs to go to dance to his music. Or like
this concert. Is the club.
You can dance at home, honey. You can.
No, I know, but like, you know what I mean. Like, it's just it's like Disney's jams. It's like, oh, I want to hear it out in the club.
Just kidding.
See him live in concert, or like, you know. So, but unfortunately, everything had to get pushed back because he was gonna do like a big concert in Puerto Rico, like a 2-day concert this month, actually. And like me and my siblings were like talking about it. Like, oh, we should totally go. And
going to Puerto Rico?
Go to Puerto Rico to see him concert. But, you know.
Wow, sounds like a fancy life.
It is. Well, it can't happen now.
And you know, I was just thinking about taking my private jet down to like the other side of the country.
Concerts too, like a big thing too has been like just cancellations of a lot of shows. And which makes me sad because like the last show I went to a show at the Disney Concert Hall, I went to go see Residente, and that was back in March. So anyways, back to that. So that was the last show I attended, and I don't know when I'm gonna get to go to a show again, because everything.
I'll get to go to a show again someday.
But you when?
Will. I'll do so a show when? Right now.
Is Kathy the virus? She's gonna be like, and now I'm gonna stop and you can go to a show. Like,
I know. But look, just the uncertainty of not knowing when live events will continue. It's just, it sucks. It's like, it's sad, you know? And like just this week too, like the Hollywood Bowl canceled their entire season for the first time in 98 years. Like, dude, we were just there last summer. Like we went to go see, for our friend's birthday, went to go see Natalia Lafourcade at the
Hollywood.
She played with the LA Phil, and like that was like awesome, you know? And I was like, okay, next summer, like I'm gonna come back and see whoever, but they canceled that. So no shows at all, like no live concerts, no special events, no LA Phil shows, like nothing. So that and Tenespia, they canceled all their movie screenings at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery too. So
that is really sad.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, summer in LA, outdoor movies, outdoor concerts, like that's like our thing, you know.
So LA is gonna be at home.
Yeah.
But I mean, we definitely covered a lot of things, like the stay-at-home order. We covered all of the going back to work, Bad Bunny's no music, and artists coming out with new music. And we covered some of the closures with the concerts and all that. It's definitely a really interesting times, and like hopefully we can all go back to some normal life in the future. Maybe 2021. But
I guess.
But I felt like this was a new way to kind of communicate with all of you and like create a new video / podcast. Yeah. So hopefully you guys can give us some feedback and let us know if you guys actually enjoyed this or if you guys don't want to see us.
Well, this is how we look like. If you don't know how we look like, this is me.
Hi everyone, my name is Franklin and here I am.
My name is Myra and I put on makeup for the first time in like 2 months. And this is Catherine.
I'm the thought of the group.
And we all have beautiful smiles.
What?
We all have beautiful smiles. It's like, let's get ready for a headshot for our theater class.
For real? I don't even know how to pose.
Cast me as the maid number 4.
Oh my God, I hated that. You are janitor number 100.
Oh God.
I think I'll make you maybe like an immigrant and like a senior.
No, how about me that one time in school I got the role of the random laughing lady.
What? Myra, I have no idea
what you're talking. Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking
about. You guys were in Once Upon a Mattress. I replaced like somebody and it was just literally like you walk on stage and then you just need to laugh, and then that was it.
Oh, yeah, she would go in and be like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
That was my shining moment.
Who was that role?
I don't remember, but I remember I was like
I don't remember, but I don't want to mention any names.
You should fucking text it to me right now.
No, I remember too. I have it in my head, but like, I don't know.
It's in my head.
I don't remember if like I was even told why I was facing this person. Like they just told me like literally I think the night before, like, oh hey, you gotta do this part. I don't know, mystery.
Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed this platform. It's really new. We're testing it out and hopefully you guys felt like you guys were talking to a few friends. I mean,
we're in the same room with us.
Yeah, and like, you know, the Weekly Cheesemate isn't all about just bring like pop news and culture and all that. Like, it's gonna be different. We're gonna evolve. Last week we had a really big real talk and it got really serious and it was hopefully motivating, but it's always gonna be different and hopefully you guys can ride along the roller coaster with us. right? Why not?
Ride around the roller coaster.
Stay on, because we don't know where we're going.
We're just staying here.
And everyone's in quarantine, so you guys all can watch and listen. Give us your feedback. And let
maybe one of our lucky listeners can join in next time. I mean, who knows?
Honestly, if you want to join our podcast, if you feel like there's something you want to share with us, or if you want to just catch up with us, just like we did with Kathy, and like just talking about your quarantine experience, hit us up. We're open.
Hit us up.
Honestly, we'll bring anyone and everything as long as you're not shy and you're willing to speak. Well, thank you, everyone, and thank you, Kathy, for joining us.
Thank you.
It was fun, guys. I love you.
We love you, too.